In a small, weathered village nestled between rolling hills, there lived an elderly woman named Mera. Mera had grown old alone, with nothing but the empty silence of her home for company. Her life had not been kind or generous, and she had not been kind or generous in return. She was known as a woman of sour temper, who rarely smiled and was quick to scold. People spoke of her coldness and her sharp tongue, and many avoided her narrow, twisted path. Mera's life had been full of bitterness. She'd suffered loss and hardship, yet never learned to forgive or show compassion. Instead, she buried her pain beneath layers of resentment and anger, casting out any flickers of warmth or kindness that tried to break through. As the years passed, she withdrew from the world around her, isolating herself in a house that was as dark and worn as her heart. Few remembered a time when she'd been any different, and fewer still held out hope that she could ever change. One scorching summer day, when the sun blazed mercilessly overhead, Mera walked down a dusty path leading back to her home. The day was hot, and the air was thick with the scent of dry earth and sunbaked grass. Her feet ached, her back hurt, and her heart was as heavy as it had always been. As she walked, her thoughts drifted to her life, filled with mistakes, regrets, and moments when she could have chosen kindness but hadn't. Suddenly, she stopped. By the side of the road, lying in the shade of a withered tree, was a dog. Its fur was dusty, its ribs showed through its skin, and its eyes were dim with exhaustion. The dog was panting heavily, its tongue lolling out, desperate for relief from the unforgiving heat. For a moment, Mera felt a strange pang in her chest. She tried to ignore it, to tell herself it was none of her business, that she didn't care about some stray dog. But as she looked into the dog's weary eyes, something long buried stirred within her, something she hadn't felt in years. Pity, compassion, perhaps even the faintest echo of love. Without thinking, she searched her bag, but she found nothing to hold water. Her mind raced. She had nothing to give the poor creature. Then, in a rare moment of inspiration, she pulled off one of her worn, dusty shoes. She walked over to a small stream that trickled nearby, dipped the shoe into the water, and brought it back to the dog. The dog drank eagerly, lapping up every drop as Mera held her shoe steady. She could feel the warmth of the animal's fur, the strength of its life pulsing beneath her hands. And in that simple act of kindness, something within her changed. She felt a warmth spreading through her, melting the layers of bitterness she had accumulated over a lifetime. As she watched the dog drink, an overwhelming sense of peace settled over her. For a moment, all her regrets, her mistakes, and her past seemed to fade away. In this single act, this tiny moment of compassion, she felt lighter, as if she had cast off a heavy burden that she had been carrying for years. Little did she know that this small act was being watched from above. It is said that even the smallest act of kindness does not go unnoticed by the heavens, and that day was no exception. Despite all her past sins, her cold heart, and her life of mistakes, this simple moment of compassion was enough to tip the scales of her soul. God, in His infinite mercy, saw this act and chose to forgive her. The burden of her past was lifted, and she was granted a chance at redemption. Mera did not understand what had happened to her that day, but she knew she was different. From that moment on, her heart softened. She found herself smiling at strangers, offering help to those in need, and even mending broken relationships she had long thought beyond repair. She became known as a woman of warmth and kindness, a gentle soul who went out of her way to care for others. As she grew older, Mera reflected often on that fateful day, the day she'd given water to a thirsty dog with nothing but her shoe. She knew now that even the smallest act of kindness could change a person's life, that even a heart as hardened as hers could be softened by a single moment of compassion. And so, Mara spent her final years in peace, knowing that she had been forgiven and that she had finally found a path of kindness and love. Her story spread throughout the village and beyond, a reminder to all who heard it that it is never too late to change, never too late to seek forgiveness, and that even the smallest act of kindness can hold the power to transform a life. Let's learn some words from the story. Resentment. Meaning, a feeling of bitterness or anger about something one feels is unfair or has caused pain. Example, Sarah felt deep resentment toward her friend who betrayed her trust, and it took years for her to let go of the anger. Isolation. Meaning, the state of being separated from others, either physically or emotionally. Example, after moving to a new city where she knew no one, Anna felt a strong sense of isolation and loneliness. Compassion. Meaning, the feeling of sympathy and concern for the suffering or misfortune of others, often with a desire to help. Example, seeing the stray dog shivering in the rain, Tim felt a deep compassion for it and decided to bring it home. Transformation. Meaning, a thorough or dramatic change in form, appearance, or character. Example, after years of hard work and dedication, Emily's transformation from a shy girl to a confident public speaker amazed everyone. Redemption. Meaning, the action of being saved from sin, error, or a negative past, a chance to make things right. Example, John sought redemption by apologizing and making amends for his mistakes, hoping to restore trust with those he had hurt. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.